Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Then I looked again at all the oppressions that are done under the sun. Look, the tears of the oppressed, but they had none to comfort them. Power was on the side of their oppressors, but they had none to comfort them. So I thought the dead, who are already dead, are more fortunate than those living, who are still alive. Even better than both of them is one who has not yet been born, who has not seen the evil deeds that are done under the sun. Then I saw all toil and skillful work was done because one person envied his neighbor. This also is futile and a chasing after the wind. The fool folds his hands together and eats his own flesh. Better is a handful with quietness than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. Again I saw futility under the sun. There is one who is all alone. He has neither son or brother. Yet there is no end to his toil, and his eyes are never satisfied with riches. For whom, then, he asks, am I toiling, and depriving myself of pleasure? This also is futile. It is a pathetic business. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if one falls, the other will help his friend up. But pity the one who is alone when he falls, and has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie together, they can keep each other warm. But how can someone who is alone stay warm? Although a person may prevail against one who is alone, two will be able to withstand him. A rope of three cords is not quickly broken. It is better to be a poor and wise youth than an old and foolish king, who does not know how to accept advice any more. For the youth got out of prison to become king, even though he was born poor in his kingdom. I saw all the living who walk under the sun follow the youth who replaced the king. There was no end of all the people over whom he rules, yet those who come after will not be happy with him. Surely this also is futile, a chasing after the wind.